This is Earth and Sky on a new technique to combat red tides.
Red tides are a dangerous increase in small ocean plants called algae. During a red tide, algae may release toxins into the water and air. Sea lions, fish, birds, and even people can get sick and die.
Mori Osanko is a marine ecologist at the Smithsonian Environmental Research Center. He's been testing a possible way to halt red tides by mixing in particles of clay. In tanks with red tide-infected water, Sanko found that most of the algae stuck to the clay and sank to the bottom. Then Sanko tried this method in the open ocean.
We timed our experiment to coincide with the slack tide so that we would have the lowest flow and expect the highest removal efficiency. However, there was a strong wind that came through the area, and the current started to pick up speed again, and as soon as we added the clay, the material floated away rather quickly.
The treatment didn't work because the moving water wouldn't let the clay and algae stick. But this technique might be useful in still waters, for example, the so-called aquaculture farms that grow clams or mussels, or canals near where people live.
So far, Sanko doesn't see any huge obstacles to using this technique eventually, but he's still testing it, looking currently at how this method might impact animals that live at the bottom of the ocean.
That's our show. Special thanks to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.